Radio Netherlands presents Back Home in Malandai. The program is presented by Hélène Michaud.
Minsan ko pang naalala nang ako'y magpunta at mang ibang bayan dahil sa kontrata.
When their father came back, they are totally strangers to each other. But as years goes by, they will realize that their father is going there just for them.
Kunalang ang haba ng bawat buwan, dahil ang hangat ko'y magandang kapalaran.
All of them said, "No, Papa, you will not go back to Saudi Arabia. You will just work here in the Philippines, and we will stay together."
Kontratang sa anim na buwan ang aking nilagdaan na para sa akin ay napakatagal.
The song is about the agony, how you feel when you work in other places, when you're far away from your family. That's the meaning of the song.
Minsan ko pang naalala nang ako'y magpunta at mang ibang bayan dahil sa kontrata.
Lilian is back home in Malandai. She was working as a singer in a Japanese club when she composed the lyrics of this song with the members of her Filipino band. Malandai is a very densely populated area east of Manila, the capital of the Philippines. What makes Malandai unique is that 8 out of 10 households here have at least one family member working abroad.
The first time I went there, I cried the whole night. I cried the whole night because my child is only one. It's the first time I was away from them. And when I came back in the Philippines, I felt back in my home again.
Originally, Malandai was designated as a resettlement area for the homeless. But now about 100,000 people live here. It's surrounded with polluted and virtually dried up creeks where rubbish is dumped. In front of many of the tiny and cramped housing units, you find neatly arranged pairs of shoes adorning the sidewalk. They're ready to be delivered at the shoe factory nearby. One can find work in the shoe capital of the Philippines, but at little more than a dollar a day, that won't feed the family. No, in order to afford that third daily meal, people have to find employment overseas. Like Lilian, who's been working in Japan while her husband was in Malaysia. The father could be in Saudi Arabia or the daughter in Kuwait. For the people of Malandai, the Middle East is a popular destination. Leonardo Pablo spent 4 years in Saudi Arabia.
I want to have a good income for them, support my family. I work there in oil drilling.
Oil drilling. And is it a well-paying job?
Yeah, it's good. My boss was all Americans. For 5 months, I send money for my family, about $100,000, like that. I earn $1,000 a month.
That was a very good salary.
Yeah.
So why did you come back?
Here in the Philippines, I tried to begin a business here.
This is a trucking delivery business?
But I am disappointed. It settled down my business and then I'm preparing now to go again.
To Saudi Arabia?
Yeah. Yes.
Because you can't make a living with a business?
Yeah, it's no good for me. It's what? Not enough. The salary is not enough.
Here in the Philippines?
Yeah. You work only 8 hours, maybe it's only 2 times or 3 times a week. How can you support your family for that kind of salary?
Yes.
Prices is coming up. All things here are going up. That's why.
And education is very expensive.
Yeah.
So how much do you pay to educate your children, let's say every month?
For every month of my 3 children, about 10,000 like that.
And how much do you earn now here in the Philippines?
It's about 7,000 like that.
Yeah, okay.
Just only helping to my little store.
You have a little store?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why we can survive for the expenses for the whole day. It's better to work abroad.
When he flies to Riyadh once again, Leonardo Pablo will be joining the contingent of 2,000 Filipinos who leave the archipelago every day to take up jobs overseas. With 7.5 million citizens either living or working abroad, the Philippines is the world's largest exporter of labor, also called internationally shared human resources. The term Filipina has become a synonym for the overworked maid in Europe or Singapore. Filipino is the underpaid seaman toiling on a ship that's most likely registered in Panama. Regardless of how or where you've earned your money, once you've been abroad, you earn a status. And in Malanday, finding any job anywhere overseas is the quickest and the most adventurous way of escaping poverty. But are the hundreds of dismembered families better off in the end?
In a Filipino family, we have a close family ties. And when the family is all together, you feel happy. When one of them is far away, sometimes you miss him. You miss all his jokes. You miss him totally.
The Pablo family has a television and stereo equipment in the living room, modern appliances in the kitchen, and was able to add a much-prized second story to the house, while many people in Malanday live in only one room. But can all of this make up for the strains of overseas employment on family life, particularly for the children?
He didn't recognize his father. They were hiding from his father, and it was only at night when they want to see his father. When morning came, they didn't want to see his father anymore.
But the children soon become pragmatic and learn to accept the prolonged absence of one or both parents as a fact of life.
But when I told them that we have a difficult in financial, they said yes. And I said it was only a sacrifice.
Perhaps we can ask them. Do you remember when your father came back from Saudi Arabia?
Natandaan pa nung bumalik sa yung tatay mo na umuwi dito. Yes. Yeah.
And how was it? Did you know him?
Nakilala ba tatay mo? No.
No?
No, yes.
Do they know that their father is planning to go back to Saudi Arabia?
They were now happy because their father will go back again.
Were they happy? Were they happy?
When you ask the children, probably they will answer, because I want chocolate, that's why I want my father to go abroad again.
The reaction is typical, says Faye Nicodemus of a non-governmental organization called Kahampi. Kahampi is the only NGO that tries to provide some support and comfort for the hundreds of virtual orphans left behind in Malanday.
You know, some of the children look their parents who work abroad as a financier. They don't look, this is my father, or I love my father. They just ask the money or the present, the gift from their parents who are working abroad. That's it. So parents also is paying their absence to their loved ones. So they give anything to their children to buy their love.
Okay, so services and welfare, sino ang pwede natin ilagay dito?
Hello. Sino po kayo? Mars. Ay, kumusta yung statement? Mamaya pang gabi. Hindi po, pero...
My name is Ellen Sana. I'm with the advocacy program and documentation of Kakampi. In the host countries, they get a very meager salary. In a lot of circumstances, in a lot of cases, they don't receive the exact salary that is stipulated in their contract. The salary is like $200 for domestic workers. They only get $150. 90% of the amount will be remitted to the family back home. But it is not enough to sustain the family here. When the term expires, like after 2 years, then it's time for a vacation. So if nothing happens, nothing bad happens to the worker, he's able to come home for a 2-month vacation. And during the 2 month vacation, of course, every is again a very maybe Filipino tradition, but all the relatives would be there and they would expect that you know, since you come from abroad and maybe you have a lot of money, or they would expect a little something. We call it the pasalubong. So everywhere you go and then you come back, people will expect pasalubong from you. It's like a vacation grande. So after the 2 months, the money is depleted. There's no more money. So he is forced to look for another contract overseas. So the cycle goes on because there is not enough for them to be able to save a little.
Okay, so services and welfare, sino ang pwede ang ilagay dito?
Last December 20, my husband arrived. But my children decide not to let their father go back in Saudi Arabia.
Why?
They said that when their father work there in Saudi Arabia, they earn very little. So it's better to work here in the Philippines to stay with the family.
Scholarship. Naghahanap po nga tayo ng...
So isa pa yun sa maging project natin.
While members of Kahampi, many of them abandoned wives, hold a meeting in the narrow street, Eileen tells me her story.
My husband decided to go abroad and he worked in Saudi Arabia for almost 8 years. The first 2 years, he earned only 1,000 riyal. Per month, $275 only. After that, he applied again in a company. There again in Saudi Arabia. He worked there for about 6 years. They want him to go back there.
What would you like him to do?
I like my husband to work here because when he is not with the family, it's very difficult for me, but if he wants to go back in Saudi, okay, you can go back there. I have no right to tell him not to go back there.
You knew that many men find other wives in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Were you worried?
I worried because of my friend Juliet. Her husband came here with the other woman. So sometimes I think when there's no litter for me, I worried it already. That maybe my husband have another woman there in Saudi Arabia. But I just pray to God that my husband just think for us that he avoided another woman.
And you were lucky?
Yes, I'm lucky. Even though we have only a little money, we work hard to survive. We just hope that my two daughters finish their study so that when the time comes, they can look a good job. I did not worry about our future. I just give it to God.
And when your husband was gone, you must have felt lonely. Did you wish sometimes that you had another companion?
No, never. I did not wish any because I enjoy the companion of my children. I did not look for any companion of others. When I feel lonely, I just work with my slipper making. Then I don't know even the time. It's past already. I did not even think about enjoyment of my life when my husband is away.
Others in the same situation as Eileen and her husband choose not to postpone happiness. There are 500,000 Filipinos working in Saudi Arabia. And it's illegal there to be seen in public with a member of the opposite sex without a marriage certificate. So, to help married people get around that obstacle, the Philippines ambassador himself, it's rumored, performs marriage ceremonies for a fee. I met women in Malandai who spent 4 to 6 years scanning lists of convicted or dead migrant workers after their remittances had been suspended, only to find out that their husband had already returned with another woman. In Malandai, a woman who ventures out on the street looking pretty is often frowned upon by relatives and taunted by neighbors.
When you go alone in the street, you have some lipstick in your lips and some dress which is good. And they said, oh, she's turning around. She's looking for somebody else. That's the big problem. That's the intrigue of your neighbors. Yeah. So you should be careful of this.
A woman who apparently gets a lot of money from her husband who works abroad is an interesting candidate for the men in the neighborhood. Is that what you were saying?
They know that you are looking for a companionship. That's why the men around you will go asking for a favor to go with them. But for me, the only things I can do is to insist on my mind that I love my husband in order to escape from that insisting neighbor. I don't believe that they love me. I believe that they only want me just for the sake of money. They thought that you are very rich because you have a dollar. That's why I control myself on going with them, talking with them. Sometimes I refuse talking with them. Sometimes I talk to them just for a short time. And sometimes I block them. I said, I love my husband. I don't need you. I need money and my husband. I block them. All you have to do is not to talk with them anymore.
My name is Francisca De Lioson. My business is a small sari-sari store. Yung small mini store. I sell snack, canned goods, rice, sandwiches, many others. Hoy, alis kayo dyan?
I understand that you worked abroad for a couple of years in Kuwait?
Yeah, for almost 2 years.
Why did you decide to go to Kuwait?
Of course, to earn money and to give a help for financial to my brother and sister.
What kind of work did you do in Kuwait?
Domestic helper.
Mm-hmm. Was it hard working?
Yeah, I sleep around 2 o'clock in the morning. I woke up at 4. I only sleep at 2 hours. After that working in Kuwait, I work again in Dubai. But I only stayed only 1 month.
What happened in Dubai? Why did you come back after a month?
Because I was applied for being a sales lady. I became a domestic helper. She took me to her grandmother. Her grandmother is very much old. Yeah, I don't want to take care of her because she smelled very, very bad. Every morning, she
wet her bed?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She makes dirt. And then we're going to change pampers. But I don't like the job.
So you decided to come back, and did you ever go abroad again?
Yeah, I have planned also, but later, because money there is easy, but if you're only very industrious on this place, you can have money also here in this place.
So you can survive in the Philippines if you really work hard?
Yes, yes, yeah. I see. Because when I was in Kuwait, my salary is only, in Philippine money, is 2,500 pesos.
$100 a month.
It's very small money. If ever I want to work in Japan or the country that they're going to give big salary. But as of now, I don't want because I have already 2 children, no? And then my one child is already 12 years old. And I think that she needs me more than I need to work there. I can earn also money here. I don't have a plan to be a very, very, very rich. My husband is working in Japan. He's a laborer there. Not only my husband, his brothers is working also there. But they can work good no? But of course, they're not going to see people around too much because they are only a TNT, tago nang tago.
What does that mean?
Hide and seek.
Hide and hide. Yan, ano.
He's doing illegal work in Japan.
Yeah.
And what kind of work do they do?
Before, the first years of my husband there, he's working as a construction worker. And then today, he's working as a dishwasher in a big restaurant.
And how much money is that, does he send every month?
15,000 yen. $1,000.
Yeah.
Sometimes more than, sometimes less than.
Is that how you have really beautiful golden jewelry? Is that how you buy it?
It's mine. It's yours. He only buy this for me and then this one. But this.
These other rings are yours. Mine.
Because I'm very industrious also. I don't like others that they have only a yen and then 1,000 yen and then they're going to stay in the house and relax. I don't like that because I know that money in abroad, if my husband is come back, only that money lives for about 3 months or 5 months, 6 months, and then it's gone. So you have to earn.
Is your husband planning to come back?
Yes.
Soon?
Not soon. He wants soon, but I told him that not soon.
You don't miss him?
Yeah, I don't miss him. I told him that I want him to buy a good house for his children.
Don't the children miss him?
They miss him also. But I taught my children to be very practical. Yeah, very practical because I told them that if we're going to be a sentimental one, they're not going to finish their studies. For me, I don't need that man around, you know, because before when I was in college, I already...
You had many boyfriends.
Before. Okay. That's why today I don't need. I want yen.
You want yen?
More money from my husband.
What is your daughter making here?
It's called banana con yelo. It's a banana that you cook in a sugar and then you're going to put it with ice and milk and it's very much sarap-sarap, delicious. Do you want one?
Yes, of course, of course.
Mm. Okay.
Don't you feel that your husband is wasting his life washing dishes in Japan?
Of course not, because he earns a lot of money there in Japan. For me, I want him to stay in Japan for 10 years. And then he told me, how about my need something in a woman? I told him that it's okay for me if you're going to have one there. If he's going to stay here, he doesn't have woman, but he doesn't have job. And if there he have woman, he have money, it's okay. Then he's going to bring me money here, yeah? I don't need him too much here. Because, you know, he only give me much problem if he's here in the Philippines. It's more good there if that he's there.
In Japan.
In Japan. In any country.
Any country could summarize the Philippine government's policy on overseas labor. Because of the Asian financial crisis, it badly needs all the dollars, yens, and rials remitted by migrant workers. The remittances are worth at least $7 billion a year, which is a quarter of the country's gross national product, the GNP. That's more than the income from the Philippines' traditional exports.
Hahanapin ko ang awit at tinig mo pag nalayo sa'yo. Hahanapin ko ang halakak mo kahit na kung sangdako.
When's the last time you saw her?
1993.
Yes. She never came back after 1993?
Yes, of course. Bali, she's planning to come back next year.
Yeah. And how old were you when she left?
14 years old.
Now you're 19.
I'm turning 19.
Do you remember when she left?
Yes, of course. She's just told us what she will do to abroad, just to send us in school. We have a better future. She keep on saying us the best things that will happen if she will go to abroad.
And what kind of work does she do there in the United States? In Virginia, you said?
Yes, Arlington, Virginia. A babysitter. She help to take care of the dogs. Yeah, a dog sitter. She clean the house per hour.
What do you remember? What's your fondest memory of her?
When she was always giving us advice, she always told us that she loved us.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Well, I have 4 sisters and 2 brothers. The 4 sisters are, we call the half-sisters, because my mother have a second family after us.
And she left all these children with you?
Of course.
And you never got angry with her?
No, I understand her situation, of course, because my sisters grew up with me, and I am the one who taking care of them.
Was it difficult for you because you were only 14 when she left?
Well, it's not quite difficult because my Lola is, my grandmother is always there to help me, to guide me, and to give support. Well, of course, there's some misunderstandings with my grandmother because of the generation gap. Yeah. because my Lola is quite old-fashioned.
What don't you agree on? When do you disagree?
When you do the laundry and clothes are not cleaned enough, when she is worrying where I am.
When is your mother coming back?
Next year.
For good?
No, for vacation. Just to see us, because she missed us very much.
Do you think your younger sister and brother will remember her?
Of course, because she's always sending us pictures, voice tapes, letters. Yes.
Would you like her to stay, actually?
Yes, of course. But because of the, what do you call, the financial stability, we don't have that.
But would you rather that she stay here and that you would have less money?
I don't think so, because we're just many. Well, we're 7. She can sustain us if she will work here.
There are no decent jobs here for even half of the 900,000 people who enter the labor market every year, and more Filipino workers are being sent home as the Asian economic crisis forces neighboring countries to take measures to protect their own labor force.
She is only a high school graduate. She have to go abroad.
Do you think it's sad that so many people in the Philippines have to go abroad to earn their living?
Yes, it's quite sad. But if you think that it is quite good for the family, the benefits that it can give to us, well, we're just quite happy because of that.
So it's more important than having your mother or your father around you?
Yes, it's very important. But because of the situation, we have no choice. We have no choice. We must do something for them to live with us.
And how can you do that?
After I graduated, of course.
Ana Melissa would like to find a job in the Philippines, but the odds are against her. In Malanday, a new generation is condemned to look for employment abroad, hoping to make life back home just a little more bearable.
Well, now I'm taking up accountancy, a Bachelor of Science in Accountancy. I have to pass a board exam for me to look a job and a better salary, to have a better salary. And of course, when I am working, they don't have to go abroad. They have to stay here and taking care of my brother and sister. And I am the one who will work. Yeah.
And you would be happy to do that?
Yes, of course, because I love my mother very much.
Minsan ko pang naalala nang ako'y magpunta at mang ibang bayan dahil sa kontrata. Kontratang sa anim na buwan ang aking nilagdaan na para sa akin ay napakatagal.
You've just been listening to Back Home in Malanday, produced and presented by Elaine Michel, sound engineer Rick Kingma. This has been a Radio Netherlands production.
Minsan ko pang naalala nang ako'y magpunta at mang ibang bayan dahil sa kontrata. Kontratang sa anim na buwan ang aking nilagdaan na para sa akin ay napakatagal.